Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. Hoping you are having a fantastic day. And we'll get started here with our 740 interview. And we'll get it started with the curator of the Brown Mansion. We have Linda Follett in studio today. And Linda, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, today you're wanting to talk about something pretty interesting. What is it that you're going to be talking about today?
Well, we are going to celebrate Violet Brown Kohler's 136th birthday by throwing a big bash for her. We're going to have a formal tea at the Brown Mansion. It's going to be on Sunday, July 11th from 2 to 4 p.m., we did this a couple of years ago. We were sold out. The ladies, well, there were men too. This is not just for ladies. Everyone there enjoyed it. What we're going to do is each table has a hostess and they set the table. They provide everything from the cloth to the china to the silver to the centerpiece. And then the centerpieces are all auctioned off. And this time, our theme for the centerpiece is anything goes. So anything you would like to do, the centerpiece could be a home-baked blueberry pie. Could be a birdhouse. Could be a bouquet of flowers. Whatever you want. And then those will be auctioned off. And now that's a lot of fun. You get 50 ladies bidding on the same thing. That's a lot of fun. And this is a fundraiser, of course, for the Brown Mansion.
Absolutely. So, again, that's coming up, you said, on June 11th?
July 11th. That's a Sunday afternoon.
So, it'll be a lot of fun to head on out there. Again, that's going to be a fundraiser. I'd say fundraiser, but it is fun, though, at the same time.
It is,
so.
Yes.
So, you never know what you're going to get to bid on one of those centerpieces. But, again, if anybody has questions about this, though, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call 620-688-2042. Now, of course, it's traditional that you wear a hat to a tee. Most ladies don't have them. So we have a rent a hat for $5 for the occasion.
Oh,
so you can
nice.
Come choose from a variety of old hats.
There we go. So again, that'll be a lot of fun, and you get to have a tea, and again, you get a chance to bid on something, and that will definitely help out the Brown Mansion. And Linda, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it, and again, we hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, that was Linda Follett, the curator of the Brown Mansion. It was good to see her today. And also in studio we have today, we have Amy Dollar from the Coffeeville Historical Society. And good morning, Amy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Kyle.
All right, well, and joining us today also is Pete Walterscheid. And Pete, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so again, we hope everybody is having a good day. So, Pete, just kind of let us know, what are you going to be doing? Something coming up here pretty soon, correct?
Well, I want to thank the Historical Society for contacting me to resurrect an old show that has been around for many years, but there's been a few years I haven't done it. It's a pet project of mine. It's a show called Hauntings, and I know many people have already have seen the show and participated in it. And according to Mark Frank, who used to be a theater director, is now theater director at Tulsa Community College. I performed it here at the college a few times, and he sent this testament to me just last week that he says, Hauntings is a thrill ride from start to finish as you dive into the unknown of seance, mystery and magic, an incredible experience and a great night of theater. And I thought that was a great testament to this show that he's seen several times. But it's based on a 19th century seance and a very interesting period in history, something that I've written and produced myself that after many years of research. And like I said earlier, it's as Americana as ragtime and baseball. this is a fun theater experience. It's a it's something that not where you're going to try to raise your dear Aunt Edna or Uncle Charles or whatever. But it's a night to have fun where you experience a true 19th century Victorian seance. So using all the methods that the fake mediums back in those days used, such things as tambourines floating in the air and all the stuff that you have seen in the past on that, and it's a fun show. Lasts about an hour, and people tell me it can be quite frightening too.
So again, that is coming up, and when is that coming up?
Well, that's going to be August 5th, 6th, and 7th. They're at the Brown Mansion. We're going to be performing that up in the ballroom, and it's. Hopefully we're in the very beginning stages of this, but we're going to try to plan on having two shows a night since it's an hour show. And it's a lot of fun for everybody. I have helpers that help me with it, and it's a fun show.
I'm very excited about it. I haven't ever participated in anything like this or got to volunteer for anything like this. So we're excited to have it. We will have more information coming, such as the specific times, and we will have tickets available. So we'll let you know. I'm pretty sure we had the prices set on those, and I want to make sure I'm right before I start announcing it on air. But we will have some stuff. We will have, you know, so you can check our, I believe you'll be able to check our Facebook page, and then you can we'll have stuff on the radio, and you can call us for any information you need. We can call the Brown Mansion, and we'll have some details there. So, but we're excited to have it. It'll be hauntings. It'll be August 5th, 6th, and 7th, and I was excited to get to meet Pete, and I had not ever met him before, but I'd heard about his magician, you know, magic stuff and everything for a long time. So we were excited and appreciative of him putting forth. I mean, it seems like just the little bit of talking we did yesterday, he puts a lot of effort and a lot of work into this. So I think it's going to be really awesome to come out and see. Even if you've seen it before, come again.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the great part about it. It's always fun to watch. And, you know, Pete, we were talking off air that you've been doing this for quite a while. Just kind of tell everybody a little bit about yourself that they may not know about you.
Okay. Well, actually, I owned a pharmacy here for years here in town. And, off and on, even while I was had the medicine shop, I would perform on weekends for fairs and festivals, and I got a big Houdini enthusiast. And I know the last 10 years of his life, he had an obsession with contacting his mother, and he was certain that he could go to a medium who could contact his dead mother. But all he found out is that they were the ones he contacted anyway were fake. So he spent the last 10 years of his life and in his shows exposing fake mediums of the time. And after doing a lot of research into all these different mediums and so forth, I wrote this show. And it became quite popular. We started it in 2002. And for the first 3 years, it was a fundraiser for community theater, and we did it in Pearl's office in the Midland when she still had her office there. We performed it at the First National Bank. We performed it on the CCC stage in the basement of the First National Bank before it was the event center. I did a show in 2011 at the Booth Hotel. We did a couple shows in the Midland Ballroom when it was done. Believe it or not, I was actually contacted by the William Inge group and had me perform the seance in the Inge home in front of his relatives, believe it or not. They asked me if I would have a problem doing that. I said, no, I don't, as long as they don't.
Right.
But the show is all done tongue-in-cheek. It's just a fun time. It's not meant to have any type of religious connotation to it whatsoever. It's just a very fascinating period in history. And it was something that spread like wildfire. You had so many famous people of the time who were confirmed spiritualists. You had Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Chief Justice John Worth Edmonds, William Jennings Bryan, Harriet Beecher Stowe, and good old Horace Greeley, the newspaper editor of New York Times. They were all very confirmed spiritualists, and on any given night, it was a very common practice for them to sit around the table, hold hands, and contact the dead.
it's always cool to kind of see it redone, like in film and stuff like that. It's always entertaining, and that's what, like you said, that's what this program is. It's not meant to be. It's meant to be enjoyed. Like I said, there's no spiritual thing in it. It's meant to be a program that's to be entertained. But like you said, there are times it can be a little scary at times too, though.
Sure, it depends. It's somewhat interactive with the audience. So each show is different. I've had people that have come back to see it 2, 3, or 4 times because they just say, golly, that seems awful strange, you know, and I wonder if the same thing's going to happen in the next show. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. So strange things do happen, and we have a lot of fun with it. One of the parts that I like is before there is a dark seance part where the room gets completely dark, and I preface that with the poem. Ballad of the Harp Weaver by Edna St. Vincent Millay, which is rather spooky in its own self. And the medium will, my contact is Millie from the other side, and she answers questions that there would be no way that I would know the answers to, that people write down on slips of paper, and all sorts of just fun thing, and showing some of the tricks that they used in the 1800s and how very, very convincing they were.
Right. Which is why allowed some of those mediums to exist, because they were extremely convincing, and people were like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. So anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that is going to be happening in August.
August 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Brown Mansion.
And I do want to mention that in the past, I've always advertised it as adults, because it can be quite frightening to small children, believe it or not. So there's no real age limit, but, discretion. Please use discretion there, because don't bring your youngsters to this or whatever like this. And I do like to say that it's not a haunted house. This is nothing like a haunted house at all. Nobody's going to reach out and grab you. Nobody's going to jump out and scream or yell, or there be no chainsaws or any blood, no gore. But I tell you what, it's a different type of fright, and it can be, I think, even more frightening than what you really get in your typical haunted house.
Oh, well, and what I think is more interesting in a haunted house is, to me, as scary as what you can't see. I've always thought, to me, that's more interesting than just being out there in front of you. It's just what you can't see. And like you said, that this can get a little scary time. So use your best discretion as this event comes up. But it will be a lot. Sounds like it's going to be a ton of fun.
Airlie's almost 15. She's very excited to go. So I'm going to, and she is into stuff like that. So I'm going to get Airlie a ticket so she can go. But then Maisie, my 7-year-old, she doesn't get to go.
So, and she's like, no.
And she's not scared of anything. And she'd probably have a great time. But I'm not letting her go, but the older kid I am going to let go, and so I think it's going to be, I'm excited, and you know, Linda mentioned the Violet's Tea was a fundraiser. This is also a fundraiser, so please come support us, come support Pete. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we will have more details on our next interview. I'll probably bring Pete back for that too. So
yeah, well, and that again, that'll be the first Thursday in July at 7:40. So Pete, I appreciate you coming on today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love seeing you. And we'll see you again most likely next month, same time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kyle.
All right. Thank you. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning in Southeast Kansas.